Love Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry,
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry,
who's
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy! The Real McCoy show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Stop.
Listen, it's the Real McCoy show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy show.
Who's that lady?
Anna. The Real McCoy. Hurry, come and listen. It's the Real McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen. It's the Real McCoy show.
Who's
that lady? Anna. The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen. It's the Real McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Well, welcome to The Real McCoy Show. This is Anna McCoy, and listen, we are going to talk about some great things today. First of all, let me tell you, I am not in studio. This is not live, so don't call the radio station today. I had to do some travel, but I'll be back to you live next week. So remember that number is 214-787-1970, and you can call me next week, or you can send me some emails at annamccoy.com. But today I am going to talk to you about your credit worthiness, and we're really going to get into this, and I have a couple of emails that I've received that I'm going to share. How can you improve your credit score? What can you do? I mean, come on, Anna, can you help me with this? I really don't understand it. Every time I go somewhere, I hear it on television, I see it on commercials. What's going on with this whole credit score thing? So today I'm going to help you understand your credit worthiness. Now, you've got to understand that credit worthiness is really your ability to buy something now and pay for it later. That's what credit is all about. It is giving you the privilege to buy something perhaps that you may really need today, but you're going to pay for it later because you don't really have the cash, or you want to use somebody else's money. It's really like applying for a loan in an expedient fashion when it comes to using credit cards, or if you're getting a loan, all of those different things. But your credit worthiness, according to the way the systems are set up today, just about everything we will do in the future and even now is going to depend on how we handle ourselves and keep our word as it relates to paying our bills, paying our creditors. Are you credit worthy? What does that really mean? Well, first of all, our society runs on a system of credit. Credit reporting agencies, they gather information about you. The type of information that they collect, perhaps, is your name, your account information, your past, your current creditors, including the date each of your accounts were opened, the credit limit, and the highest dollar amount you ever charged. They collect data. These are the credit reporting agencies. They collect data on your payment history, including late pays. For instance, if you're late by 30, 60, or 90, or 120 days or more. They also collect information on your employers and your employment history, home ownership, whether you rent or whether you owned. They have public record information, whether or not you have filed for bankruptcies, whether you owe taxes or liens on state taxes. In addition to that, any type of overdue accounts, are better known as collection accounts. They also keep track of that. And the final thing that they keep track of, and everybody always has a question about this, is inquiries made within the last 6 months for additional credit. Now, we're going to be talking about all of these things, and again, these are the credit reporting agencies. What type of information do they gather on you? So every time you go and you make a request for credit, they are gathering that information so that then companies who are extending credit to you can have a centralized company or organization that they can go to and determine if you are indeed a good credit risk. Now, I want to talk to you and say, well, are you really credit worthy, and do you really understand what that means? What credit worthiness means is that it allows you, when you ask for credit, it means that it allows you to buy now and pay later. It's as simple as that. I mean, do you have a word that's strong enough that someone will allow you to take a product, to take a service, and then pay for it later? Ultimately, that's what this credit is all about. It really is a person's reputation for paying bills when they are due. It also talks about your willingness and your ability to pay. That's what credit worthiness really is all about. Now, you've got to ask the question, how are the creditors judging you? Basically, they judge you in several areas. One is, do you pay your bills on time? Because one of the things I hope to get to today is to talk to you about how to improve your credit score. Most of us, we're hearing about it. I mean, we see commercials about it. I mean, there are pop-ups all over the internet. I mean, you're getting text messages. I mean, it is bombarding us. Of course, with identity theft and all of those types of things, this is a real issue. And so we don't need to be ignorant of what is really required for us. Most of us think that the credit bureaus or the credit reporting agencies are really our enemy. You've got to understand that they're doing a job. Their service or their client is not you. Their client is a company or an organization that is extending credit or extending opportunities to individuals like yourself. And so they have to serve their client. Now, it is known that most information that is provided on your credit report, you may find a mistake. I mean, they're not perfect. They're trying to, you know, put information in, and they're not in the business of giving erroneous information, but it does happen. So now, how are they really judging you? They want to know, are you paying your bills on time? First of all, many of you have heard of the FICO scores. There are Beacon scores. There are a number of different types of scoring systems, but the most popular one that we hear about is our FICO score. Now, the FICO score is really the Fair Isaac Company. Those are just the acronyms for FICO, but it's really for the Fair Isaac Company. Now, there's a way that they come up with this scoring or your FICO score, and it's computer generated, but there are several factors that can impact your FICO score. I get this question, and here's one question, by the way. The question is, my credit score is not as high as I would like. How is my credit score calculated, and how can I improve it? Well, fortunately, you've got to understand that boosting your credit score is relatively easy, but it really does take some time. When lenders are looking at your credit score, first of all, the system itself, the FICO system or the credit scoring system, is built on a system to measure how you've paid your bills, what type of reputation you've had over the last 12 to 24 months. Now, that's important for you to understand, is that the system itself is designed to measure how you have taken care of your responsibilities in several different areas over the last 24 months. And that's really what's measuring your credit worthiness as well as your credit risk. Now, here are some of the factors that we use in determining your FICO score. Your FICO score, basically, I mean, it is going to empower the company who's requiring that score to determine how much you can borrow, what sort of interest rate you will pay, whether or not you are qualified for an increased credit line, whether you qualify for an apartment or whether you get a cell phone. Most of us do know that. You know how we take our cousins in, and hopefully Pookie or somebody else, you know, got a better credit score so you can get that cell phone? Well, now you've got some other options. You've got some prepaid cell phones that don't require that you have a great credit score. In addition to that, whether or not you qualify for cash advances or you actually get a credit card that you've been pre-approved for. So a company can draw, they can pull your credit score, but only when you have asked for an extension of credit. Now, I was saying that what are those factors that really affect your FICO score? One of the first factors that affect and the highest percentage that affects your credit score is the history of your payments. Now, 35% of your score, I mean, let's look at this as if we were taking a test. We had 100 possible points that we can make. And, of course, you know the higher the points, the higher the opportunities. Because the higher your credit score, the greater the opportunity that you're going to be able to get the lowest interest rate. And that's what this is all about. When you're talking about building wealth for yourself, when you're talking about having the best possible quality of life, living in the right places that you want to live, driving the right car, getting more for your money, then you have to be in a position where your interest rate is much lower. And the only way you can control that, based on the systems today, is to have a great FICO score or a great Beacon score, whatever the systems are. You need to have a great credit score. Do everything that you possibly can do. Most people truly don't understand the factors that are really impacting their credit score. And so I'm here, and this show is all about your credit score, how to improve your credit score. Are you credit worthy? And that's what we're talking about today on The Real McCoy Show. Remember, the very first principle or the very first factor that is affecting your credit score is your history of payments. 35% of that 100 points are going to your ability to make timely payments. And again, you're listening to The Anna McCoy Show, and we'll be right back.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Is your home a haven of rest or a cave of confusion? Do you want a home filled with peace and love? Well, let me introduce you to my friend Debbie Titus, founder of the Mentoring Mansion. I consider Debbie the Martha Stewart of Christian living. As my mentor, she continues to teach me how to creatively manage my home and family. Now imagine you and seven of your closest girlfriends immersed in a luxurious mansion setting for 4 days and three nights with Debbie as your personal coach and mentor too. This unique training will provide you with practical advice to make your home a haven of rest and a sanctuary of love. Ladies, no excuses. The Mentoring Mansion awaits you. It's located right here in the Metroplex. Call 817-230-4510 today to reserve your place. For more information, visit mentoringmansion.com or call 817-230-4510.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She will give you real answers to tough questions on love, money, and relationships. And now, your host, Anna, the Real McCoy.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Real McCoy Show. This show is all about your credit score, your credit worthiness. Are you a person with a good name? Can you increase your credit score? Can you increase that FICO score? I am here to tell you. Remember that question? The question was, my credit score is not as high as I would like it to be. How is my credit score calculated, and how can I improve it? As I said, you can boost that credit score, but it is going to take you some time. The first factor that affects your credit score is your history of payments. 35% of that 100%, just like we're taking that test. You're not quite there yet. You're only 35% there, but there are some other things that are going to come a little bit easier. But 35% of what you do includes the timeliness of payments and the date of your most recent problem. What that means is that when was the last time that you made a late payment? When was the last time that you were in default? Those are those problem issues, and they account for 35% of your score. Now, what that looks like, if you start at 100, 35% of the score is based on your history of payments, and you've had three late payments in the last 120 days, it will drop your score by as much as 50 to 60 points. Now, what's important about that is you have to understand that credit scores range from anywhere from 300 to 850. Now, if you're somewhere in the middle, and most people have an average score of about 620 to about 650, for instance, if you had made three late payments over the last, 120 days, you can drop your score by as much as 50 points and end up in a category, and I'm going to share a little bit of that so it makes a little more sense, that instead of paying 4%, that 50-point drop could cause you to pay 7%. And that's what this is really all about, is that you have to have a great credit score. You have to protect your name because your livelihood, your lifestyle, the quality of life you want to live is dependent on that. I didn't make up the system. This is the system, and it's the system that we need to learn to master so that we can do the very best with the money that we are stewards over. And again, the first one is the history of payments. 35% of that is a factor that affects your score. It includes the timeliness of payments. How well do you pay your bills? Bottom line, do you have stamps? Are you using electronic bill pay? What are you doing to help to remove the roadblocks so that you can make your payments on time and ahead of time? Why get stuck with paying $29, $35 late fees when you have the money and you just don't put it in the mail in a timely fashion? When you mail your payments, you need to mail them anywhere from 7 to 10 days prior to your payment date. I mean, credit card companies aren't playing today. I mean, laws have changed that allows them, if you're late on their credit card, they can check your credit score. If your credit score does not fall within an acceptable range, then they can increase your interest rate. Why give them that kind of power when you have the power? So again, first things first is learn how to pay those bills on time and ahead of time. The second factor that affects your credit score is your debt, your outstanding debt. About 30% of your score is factored on your outstanding debt. Now, with your history of payments or how well you pay your bills, as well as outstanding debts, we're at 65%. And if we did great on both of those, we still aren't there yet. You know what 65 is if you had a 100-point score. 65 isn't a passing grade, but yet you need to make sure these are the two largest areas, your how well you pay your bills, and then how much debt you have. And what that really means is it includes the total amount of debt owed relative to your credit limit. Let me break that down for you. Let's say, for instance, you have two credit cards. Those two credit cards are $1,000. They have a $1,000 limit. Now, what's important about this second principle is it is dependent on the outstanding debt that you have. What that means is that if you have two cards, they're both at $2,000, and your credit limits are $2,000, but your credit usage is at $700 on both cards, so you're at $1,400, you only have 30% capacity left on your credit limit. So what that means is that your score is proportionally affected. It is recommended that you have at least 40% available credit when you have your credit accounts or whatever, whether it's a furniture bill, whatever it may be. You need to try to pay that debt down as quickly as you can so you can maintain these different ratios. And when it comes to your debt, your overall debt, you need to have 30 to 40% available credit. So here's the issue. Is if all of your credit cards are up to the max, they're maxed out, guess what? That can actually affect your score anywhere from 50 to 60 points. So again, these are ways, how do you improve it? You improve it, number one, by lowering some of those, some of your debt ratios, or you lower the amount, you pay off as much as you possibly can on those particular credit cards. In addition to that, number three would be the length of credit history accounts for 15%. Now, we're right up to the 80% mark, so we're actually doing pretty well. I mean, when you get to 80%, you're average. You're kind of above average based on where everyone else is, and you're good credit risk, but 15% is the length of credit. The longer you have an account that's open, the higher your consumer score will be. So here's the point, is that if you don't have lines of credit open at all, most people say, well, I don't have any credit. Well, there are ways that you can develop, and you need to do that. And most people try to avoid it because they may feel as though they're undisciplined or whatever the case may be, but you've got to establish credit in this society. And if you're going to do it, then you control it and don't let it control you. And here's how you do it. Let's say, for instance, if you don't have credit, how can you begin to establish credit? You can go to a local bank. You can take $500 or $100, whatever you can afford, and ask for a secured credit card. Now, that acts just like a credit card, but it's secured, and it will show up on your credit report as being paid as agreed. And you don't have to use the entire $100. All you need to do is use it, whether it's $15 or $20, and you pay off that balance every month. Go to another bank. Do the same thing so that you have several different lines of credit open at different establishments. Perhaps maybe that's not what you want to do. Perhaps you don't want a credit card. But let's say, for instance, if you had a personal loan that you can get from your bank, whether it's $500, you would need your cash and you put it in a savings account. They will loan you money against your cash. At that point, you begin to make your payments, pay it off completely, and again, here's another line of credit that you have established. I got a question from our last broadcast, and that question was, you know, I'm saving money for a mortgage to buy a new home. I only have two lines of credit that are open. What can I do? I was thinking about getting a gas card. Would that be a wise action that I should take? My recommendation to the caller was, yes, this could be a good idea, but one of the things that concerned me is that she said, well, that could help me out. And what that meant to me is because gas prices are fairly high, perhaps she's short on cash flow in between pay periods, that card could easily become a hindrance instead of a help to her, meaning that if she was not committed to paying off the balance, then why should she open up a 22% interest gas card? The solution, again, is if you can go to your local bank or your credit union and take out a personal loan or open up a secured credit account, you know that you have the cash in the bank. At any point, you can get the money and just cash in your loan. So at the end of the day, here we have three things that I've already shared with you that are factors in affecting your FICO score and how do you improve them. Well, the first things first is the history of payments. Your 35% of your score is based on how well do you pay your bills. Outstanding debt is number two. This is the amount of debt you owe relative to the consumer to your credit limit that you have on that account. The example was if you had $1,000 and you used $700, you only have 30% available credit. So it's important that you have anywhere between 30 and 40% available credit, so that improves your score rather than declining your score. Then thirdly, the length of credit history is 15%. And we're already at 80% now, so the longer you have an account open, the higher your score will be. And that's where I share it with you. If you don't have credit, here are some simple ways that you can start to create a credit line rather than getting caught in credit card debt. Go to your local bank, to your credit union, open up a secured credit card or a personal loan, and pay those debts off in a timely manner, and you'll have open lines of credit. Now, the fourth thing is your pursuit of credit. 10% of your score is based on this. And this is something you really can control, that you really have the power. In the pursuit of credit, that 10% is truly, it's based on you pursuing new credit or applying for new credit accounts. A number of them over a short period of time has a negative effect on your credit score. What I mean by this, let's say, for instance, you're in the mall. You're shopping. This is where you hear it the most. Would you like to open up that Macy's account? Or would you like to open up your Dillard's account? Would you like to open up your Nordstrom's account? Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Now electronic companies are, you know, when it comes to Best Buys and some of these other companies, you hear the same question. If you open up an account today, you'll save 10%. Now here's the rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is, why would you save 10% on a $27 or a $30 or $40 handbag? Why would you do that? Pay the cash. By the time you get the bill, you might lose it. The interest rate is 19 or 22%. What's the point? Here's where I tell you to use it. If you're making a big purchase and it's $3,000 and it's beneficial to you to open up an account and save 10% or 20% or whatever the sale is for that day, that's beneficial to you, not a few dollars. That can easily get you into a whole lot of trouble in the future. Now, you've got to be careful, because in the pursuit of credit, we go to furniture stores, we do all sorts of things, trying to get the best deal, the no interest, no money downs, all of those, but yet you know that you don't have the wherewithal over a long period of time to make those payments, and then at the end of those 6 months, you get hit with, you know, 22, 23% interest rates. You're never going to pay that thing off. So be careful, but this is something you can control. So in that mall, don't get hit three or four times, because when you do, you can negatively affect your credit score. Another way that you can affect your credit score by your pursuit of credit is, say, for instance, maybe you're in a tight bind and you decide, I need some additional cash, and you're getting these pre-approved offers in the mail. Don't be taken. Don't be taken. Don't sleep with the enemy. Throw them in the trash. Don't put them on the bedside table. Throw them away. Because as you respond to each one of those, your credit score can drop anywhere from 10 to 15 points. And if you respond to two or three stores in the mall, that's 45 points. And here's what you may not be understanding when it comes to your credit score. You have some life decisions to make, whether it's buying a home. That's a life event. Whether it's buying a car, it's a life event. Whether it's sending your child to college, it's a life event. Whether it's getting insurance for your car or your home, it's a life event. These are some things perhaps we may not be able to live without. So therefore, don't waste your opportunities on futile things. Keep them and build them up so that when it matters or when it counts, it can matter to you. And again, you're listening to The Anna McCoy Show, and we'll be right back.
You know you need to learn more about finances, but if you're like most people, you're probably not sure where to start. That's why Anna, the Real McCoy, has provided a learning center online just for you. Trying to figure out how to budget or save for your child's college education? Are you wondering if you can afford a house or how much you should be saving? Visit the Financial Learning Center at annamccoy.com, and you will enjoy dozens of helpful financial articles, newsletters, and online seminars. Don't give up. Get empowered at annamccoy.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans terrified to go to your doctor or dentist because of skyrocketing medical costs? Get some relief with a well-being benefits card. For less than a dollar a day, you'll enjoy discounts from a variety of healthcare providers, including physicians and dentists. Your discount card allows you to choose the services important to you, including vision, chiropractic, pharmaceutical, even travel and legal services. For more information or to apply, simply log on to annamccoy.com. What would happen to your family if something happened to you? Now, for just pennies a day, you can ensure that the ones you love will be taken care of, even if you can't be there. Woman, act now. A member of the Jabez family of companies is pleased to provide access to a variety of life insurance products for men and women with rates that are among the lowest in the industry. To learn more or to download an application, simply log on to AnnaMcCoy.com. Don't leave your family's future to chance. Log on to AnnaMcCoy.com and click on Woman, Act Now.
Who's that lady?
Anna,
the real McCoy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Anna, the real McCoy. Now, the fifth thing is the type of credit. 10% of it is based on the type of credit you have on your credit report. What that means is your credit report filled with bank cards, credit cards, department store cards, electronic store cards, all of those types of things. And all of those are unsecured or non-collateralized assets. They're nothing. You've gone out, you bought the thing, and who wants it back? That's a real issue. Great thing that you have credit, but if $50,000 in credit card debt, it's unsecured property. It has no value. The store owner doesn't want it back. The creditor doesn't want it back. It has no value. So 10% of your credit score is based on whether you have revolving accounts, which are your credit card accounts. Installment debt is like your car note, your house note, your mortgage. And you need to have a balance. You need to balance it. Whether you have utility companies, all of those different things, you need to balance out the opportunity. And again, that's only 10%, but learn how to manage it. It is counting against you or for you. So here we have our history of payments, 35%. So what's the most important thing, people? Learn to pay your bills on time and ahead of time. Put stamps in your wallet. Sign up for bill pay. Do something that's going to remove barriers for you. Get a second job if you can't meet your payments. Do what you need to do, because ultimately this season, this time will pass, and when it really counts, will you be able to do and stand on the plate and be a person that's a person of credit integrity that can sign on the dotted line, be the guarantor. Maybe it's for your dream. Maybe it's for your vision. Maybe it's for your business. So this is where it counts. Pay your bills on time, 35%. Outstanding debt, keep it anywhere between 30 and 40%. If you have a credit card, it's $1,000. Don't spend $800 on that card. Pay it down. Keep it at $600. Use it for emergencies. Make better decisions on how you manage your money. Number three is the length of credit history. How long have you had your accounts open? Don't start closing all your accounts, because everybody say close them. Now, the two reasons why you shouldn't do that, pay them down. Pay down your debt is number one. But if you have five credit cards and they're all $1,000 and you use up one, you max out one at $1,000, but you have a $5,000, basically it looks like you got $5,000 credit limit, you're only using 20% of your available credit. But if you shut all of the other four down and you only leave one, then you're using 100%. And again, it's going to shave off points on that credit score. And we're not talking small. We're talking 30, 40, 50 points off of your credit score by being maxed out with your credit card. In addition to that, I also encourage you that if you don't have accounts open, you want to buy a home in a year or 2 years, you want to buy a car, you can begin to open up credit lines. And that's with your local bank or perhaps a credit union that you can go in and get a secured credit card or perhaps a personal loan that you can secure with your own funds. Regardless, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $250. You start and you build your way up to begin to build those open accounts that are working for you. You've got to learn how to work the system. The system works if you work it. Why is there a score of 850? Obviously somebody's got it or somebody can get it. Why not you and get the lowest possible rate? I have a couple that's actually qualified for a home. They're a retired couple, and this is where good credit comes into play. They're retired, they're moving, and we were working with them to immediately pull their credit scores. Their credit scores were in the mid-750s, great scores. I talked to the mortgage guy, and he says, hey, this is great. We've got a great product for them. It's called an easy loan. This easy loan requires nothing, no verification, no anything. It's the fact that they have these great credit scores, then we will take the risk. That's where we all want to be. We all want to be in the 700 Club. And you know what? I'm going to call out to you today. If you are part of the 700 Club, send me an email at annamccoy.com. Share your story with us so that we can share it with our listeners. How did you do it? Did you do it all by yourself? Hey, did you go for a mortgage and they told you your credit score was a little bit lower than you expected and you worked on it and over a period of time you got your credit score, you increased it by 40, 50 points? Tell us what you did so that we can share it with our listeners. Now, number four is the pursuit of credit. You have total control over this area. Just bowing down to people who are offering you credit, whether that offer is coming in the mail, whether it's by a salesperson, and don't be fooled. You can close it after you get the discount. You don't want to do that. You want to make a right decision because you want to save these opportunities for when it's going to count. It's going to count when you are ready to buy that car and your credit score is at a level that if it were just a few points higher, it would save you 2 or 3%. And that's what this money game is really all about. Who can get the best possible interest rate? Because whoever does wins. That fifth point is the type of credit that you have. The type of credit meaning, is it installment credit? Is it cars? Is it secured, basically secured property versus unsecured property? Unsecured property or credit is your credit cards, your revolving account, different things like that. Is it furniture or is it a mortgage? All of that's important, but only 10%. And again, you too can make that decision. You too can control that. This is Anna McCoy. You're listening to The Real McCoy Show on KHVN. We've been talking about how to improve your credit, and I've shared with you five factors on how your FICO score is being affected just by the things you do. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to write and execute a will? What about incorporating a business or registering a trademark? Are you avoiding important legal issues? LegalZoom is your solution. Developed by expert attorneys, LegalZoom has helped thousands of people take care of important legal procedures online. You'll save up to 85% in attorney fees. For more information on LegalZoom, visit AnnaMccoy.com.
What would happen to your family if something happened to you? Now, for just pennies a day, you can ensure that the ones you love will be taken care of even if you can't be there. Woman, Act Now, a member of the Jabez family of companies, is pleased to provide access to a variety of life insurance products for men and women with rates that are among the lowest in the industry. To learn more or to download an application, simply log on to AnnaMccoy.com. Don't leave your family's future to chance. Log on to AnnaMccoy.com and click on Woman, Act Now.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She will give you real answers to tough questions on love, money, and relationships. And now, your host, Anna, the Real McCoy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Anna on The Real McCoy Show, and I want to remind you that I'm not in studio today, so don't call the studio today because no one's going to answer. But if you have any questions, you can send me an email at annamccoy.com, and I will answer your questions. But I was talking to you today about your credit report, about your credit worthiness. That your credit worthiness is all about your willingness and ability to pay. It is about your reputation for paying your bills on time. It is about your reputation of pursuing and understanding the system. And that's what this is all about, is that we are going to understand this system so that we can win. You can win. Many of us are in situations now because we just didn't have the information. And that's what The Real McCoy Show is all about, bringing you answers and solutions on finances, relationships, and entrepreneurship. And you've got to understand, if you have a dream and a vision in your heart, you need a great credit score to support it. That's the very first commitment you ought to make to yourself. When it comes to giving birth to that dream, that idea, you want to be a business owner. You want to be rich. You want to make it. You need to learn how to make your money work for you, and you make your money work for you by making other people's money work for you. And you get that money by making sure that your reputation is intact. So I've talked to you today about your credit score, but how do you obtain a credit score or your credit report? You need to contact the three agencies, and the best possible way to check your credit score is to make sure that you get a 3-in-1 report. You can go to Equifax.com, Experian.com, or TransUnion.com to get information on your credit score. MyFICO.com is another website that will provide you with information. Laws were just passed about obtaining a free report. Every individual around this country has the ability to obtain their free credit score. So again, when you go to these sites, you'll also find that information, or you can go to my website and there's information there concerning your credit score. You can obtain your credit score, and I want to encourage you, whenever you are denied credit from any entity, you need to write and ask the reason why. In addition to that, if you're denied employment based on your credit report within the last 60 days, you can ask for a free report. If you are unemployed and you plan to seek employment within 60 days, you can ask for a free credit report. If you receive welfare, you can ask for a free credit report. If you believe that you are a victim of fraud, identity theft, or whatever the case may be, you can ask for a free credit report. What about how do you really review your credit score? And I share it with you, if you're going to do anything, it is not enough to just get one report, because how they're set up is they're territorial across the country. You know, we move a lot more than we used to move, so therefore companies don't just check one, they may check one or two or even three. And it's best that you check them all, because I've lived in California, New York, Florida, Atlanta, although I'm sure I've got every one of them's got a credit report on me. But again, if there are any discrepancies, you need to make sure that they are dealt with on all three reports. So that's extremely important. Now, how do you improve your credit score? I talked to you about the things or the factors that impact your score. How you improve it is, number one, you review your credit report thoroughly. One in three people experience errors on their credit report. Now, the credit reporting agencies are not out to just report erroneous information, but they can only report what they receive, and if it's incorrect, you're the one to correct it. And I'm not saying that that's easy, but they are prone to errors, and it's really our responsibility to make sure that we guard our own reputation and deal with those things when the opportunities present themselves. Now, if you do find an error on your report, what do you do? First thing you do is you have to contact the credit bureau in writing. Now, there are some electronic systems on the various different sites that will cost you a small nominal fee that you can actually do your disputes online, and that's a great way to do it if you're willing to pay the cost for that. If not, then you are to put it in writing and send your documentation that verifies your claim. What I mean by that, if you say you didn't make a charge, or perhaps you didn't open an account, or, you know, perhaps you've never lived in a particular area. I've been a victim of identity theft, and the way this occurred is it came from a previous address some 12, 15 years ago. A company sent a magazine catalog. The people ordered something out of the catalog under my name, sent it to a different location, and again, I had to deal with that issue on my credit score. So it is important that you review your report thoroughly and you send the documentation. My documentation verified that I no longer lived in that particular location over a long period of time, but it still was an issue for me on my credit score, and I constantly, my credit file, whenever I file for credit, I have all of the documentation that shows that I filled out the identity theft forms, I sent them in to the bureaus, I have letters, I have all of that just in case, for whatever the reason, they don't correct it on all three reports. So I have that backup data. Again, how do you improve your credit score? You're listening to Anna on The Real McCoy Show, and we're talking about your credit worthiness, your ability to get into this game, to win, and you win by knowing information. Again, you pay your bills on time. Here's one of the most important things I can share with you, is that your mortgage, your rent, your car note, specifically your mortgage, if you have a mortgage, it is so important that whatever you do, you make sure that you pay that mortgage on time. Mortgage companies look at if you go to refinance or you want to sell and buy another home, you had a great credit score now, but then when they look at your credit score 2 years from now, because they measure your reputation or your ability or your willingness to pay over a 24-month period. And if you have that one late pay on your mortgage, it's just not tolerated. It can cause your interest rate to go up 1% or 2%. So again, if you're going to pay those bills on time, and you should, the one thing that you need to remember, if you have a mortgage, you do whatever you can do to make sure that it is paid on time and ahead of time. Reduce your number of outstanding credit cards. I talked about that, you know, depending on the type of credit that you have, your outstanding debt accounts for 30%. So it's your responsibility, if you want to raise your credit score, you need to reduce the amount of money you owe on it. Remember that 30 to 40%. If it's a $1,000 credit limit, don't use over $600, $700. Don't use it to the max. Closed unused credit accounts and get confirmation of their closing in writing. That's so important. If you're going to buy a home or a car, a big ticket item, don't start closing all of your accounts. Leave those on there, and hopefully they're in good standing, because they're going to increase your credit score. Now, if you want to close them because you just don't want to deal with debt and all of those different things, that's fine, but you do it after the closing, not before. So you've got to learn how to manage your debt and also make those adjustments when income and debts, they start to exceed each other. You need to get them in line. Avoid maxing out your credit accounts. I shared that with you primarily because it's important that this is your outstanding debt. It's based on the ratio of what's available, what's not available. So if you have several cards, don't just use one card and max it out. Or if you do that, use one card but leave the other ones untouched, because then you will show that you have a reasonable debt ratio on your credit cards and you're not maxing them out to the limit. You spread the charges over a few accounts. Only apply for the credit that you need. Remember, as we talked about the department stores, there's no need for you to aggressively to go out and try to get every card so you can make you feel good, or I don't know, maybe the new thing is wearing credit card belts or something. Get enough that'll go around you. Depends on what size you are and how many you have. You know, that's just not going to cut it. Don't pursue credit you don't need. And you also need to establish those accounts over a long period of time. I told you that if you're just joining us, I mentioned that go to your local bank or your credit union and you secure a credit card based on your secured account so that you know that at any time you can pay that off. In addition to that, you can get a personal loan. Don't just get credit cards. Don't go to Target. Don't go to, you know, get the gas cards. All of those have very high interest rates. Why are you willing to give people 20 cents on every dollar you spend when you don't have to? Now, this is one of the most important things as it relates to improving your credit score. And this is where I found many of the people that we've dealt with who are in very dire straits. And most people don't let you know they're in dire straits until they are dying. They can't do anything else. There's no life left in the situation. If you find yourself in financial circumstances and perhaps, you know, maybe you're fired or maybe there's a medical situation, maybe there's a divorce or separation, whatever the case may be, but the income structures have changed, most people fail to be proactive in calling their creditors. I'm going to encourage you, get on the phone, make the call. See if you can make some adjustments. See if it's your mortgage. See if you could put it at the back of the mortgage. Do something to see if before it gets to the point where there is nothing that can be done. We had a caller to call us a few weeks ago about her automobile being repossessed at a point where they were going to take the car. But why wait to this point when the bill was $250 and instead of going to two or three friends. And perhaps she had a track record where she could not go to two or three friends, but I'm saying you've got to think of some type of way to make this work, because she was out, she was unemployed, she got a job, she was able over a period of time, hopefully, to pay individuals back, rather than allowing her car to be repossessed, having the bank call the complete loan, which she certainly couldn't pay and probably couldn't go to friend or family members to help her pay. So it's important that you are proactive. You cannot ignore your creditors. Deal with them. And I know some of you will call me and say, well, I tried to deal with them. When? When it got to the collection agency or when it was with a company? Most of us who call ourselves dealing with them, we're not dealing with them until we get to that collection agency who has no tolerance, by the way, because they bought your debt and they want their money. They want a return on their investment. And they invested in the bad debt, and they're going to do everything they possibly can to get that money from you. So before it gets to those points, you try to work with your creditors and keep communicating with them. Do something. You're listening to Anna on The Real McCoy Show, providing you with solutions on finances, relationships, and business. Welcome back. You're listening to Anna, The Real McCoy. We're talking about how to improve your credit score. Are you credit worthy? Can you stand at bat when it's going to count and hit a home run because you're a person of your word, you've protected your reputation, you've paid your bills on time, you've done everything that you said you were going to do, because you know there will come a time when that dream and vision will materialize in your heart and someone will say to you, I need a credit report on you. I need you to sign as the guarantor. I need you to sign as the purchaser of this home, of this car. Will you be ready? And I've tried to prepare you today on how to be a person of your word, how to obtain a great credit report, what factors affect your credit. I told you 35% of your credit is affected by your ability and your willingness to pay your bills on time. Put the stamps in your wallet, get electronic bill pay. Find the partner who's the best at this and who will take control of this thing, so at least you can start out with 35%. So whatever credit you have, it is your responsibility to make sure that your payments arrive on time. Nobody has time to listen to your excuses and say, just because it was one day late, can't you waive the fee? This is your responsibility to get it to the creditor on time and ahead of time. On time is always ahead of time. You don't want them to be able to say to you, your payment was late. Not only was it late, this is the third time you accepted this introductory offer. Now that is completely void. Your 9, your 12, your 18% starts today. You owe us money. And you'll never get yourself out of those situations. So I'm saying take control of your life. Take control of your credit score, because it is your reputation. It tells us, are you willing? Do you have an ability to pay and to keep your word? In addition to that, the outstanding debt. How much debt do you have? Have you maxed out all of your credit cards? 30% of your score is based on how much, you know, if I can make it easy, if you see $1,000 and you got $700 already charged, you only have $300 available. That's important. That 30%, 40%, that's important. It improves your credit score. So don't max out every account that you have. And I understand conditions may be what they are, but I'm telling you, if you can control the conditions, then you can control the kind of credit score that says the right word about you. Then your length of credit history. How long have you had your credit accounts, whether it's your car note, whether it's your house note, whether it's credit cards, bank cards, store cards, it doesn't matter. You need a history, and the longer the history, the higher it's going to help your score become. Your pursuit of credit. Are you applying for too many credit cards? This can negatively affect your score. It's 10% of it, but it can affect your score 10, 15 points for every account that you are pursuing. And again, I believe that we have the greatest control in this particular area. So don't give up your 10% so easily. Remember, we only have 100 points to deal with here. So don't give up 10 points and start at a 90. Why do that? Take control. Don't fall for the gimmicks. Don't fall for the associate at the store that says you'll save 10%. Tell them, no, instead I'll pay cash, I'll use my debit card. Whatever it is, don't fall for it. What type of accounts do you have open? This is 10% that will impact your credit score. It will either raise it or lower it. What it's talking about is, are you heavily weighted in just bank cards, unsecured credit? Or do you have a car? Do you have a home? It needs your scoring requires a balance. You have to have balance. So again, those are five factors that are affecting your FICO score. Today you're listening to The Real McCoy Show with Anna McCoy. We're talking about how to obtain a great credit score, how to be the best that you can be. So when your time comes that you can stand at the plate, you can hit a home run, when it's time to buy your family that home, when it's time to buy your car, you can stand and hit at home a home run. No more sliders, no more. I mean, we're going for the gusto. You're going to hit a home run. You're going to make that basket. You're going to do whatever it takes. This is the last second. I mean, the countdown is going, and you've got to win. We're depending on you. Your family is depending on you. Somebody is depending on you to lead them, to provide for them. And the way you do this is that you manage this system of your credit score, learning how the financial world works. And this is how it works. These are things that you can do. They are in your control. And I'm here to tell you, make it happen. No more excuses. We're going to take control. You're listening to Anna the Real McCoy right here on KHBN. And remember, I'm not in studio today, so don't call the station today. I'm going to be back on next week talking to you live. So today, if you got some questions about this, send them to me via email at anna@annamccoy.com, or you can call me next week, save your questions. I will do my very best to answer them. But between now and then, here's your charge. Your charge is, if you haven't checked your credit report in the last 6 months to a year, it is often recommended that you at least check it once a year, but I'm going to encourage you to do it a little more often, because identity theft is growing at a very rapid rate every single day. If you're in the 700 Club, I want to hear from you. I want you to write to us at annamccoy.com. Share your story so that we can share it with others. To let us know how you got there, what do you do? How have you become disciplined to make it happen for you? We all need to get there. Why settle for a 620? Why settle? And based on what I've told you today, you can improve your score over time. And this isn't a microwave deal. It's going to take you 12 to 24 months of discipline, of doing it over and over and creating great habits that you do it over and over again. One of our callers called. She said, I have a 626.